My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.
Like, yeah. No one would be terribly surprised if Andy Farrell picked Robbie Henschel. Like, oh, he's shit. No, get him out of the team.
That's not what anyone,
that's what commenters are saying.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
The Dalata Hotel Group GAA Under 20 Football Championship.
On Off the Ball.
Brought to you by Dalata Hotel Group.
Well, the first of the Dalata Hotel Group Under 20 Football semi-finals takes place this weekend. Kerry go up against Tyrone in Portlaoise on Sunday. And then this day next week, Friday evening, it's Pierce Park and Longford for the meeting of Mayo and Louth on the other side of the draw. The Dalata Hotel Group GAA Under 20 Football Championship and Off the Ball is brought to you by Dalata Hotel Group, hashtag difference makers. And to look ahead to both of those semi-finals, delighted to say we're joined on the line now by the former Sligo footballer Neil Ewing. Neil, how are things? Good to have you back.
Hi, Carl. How are things? How are you?
All well, thanks, Neil. So we had a good chat last week about the provincial competitions, Neil, and now we've got the two All-Ireland semi-finals to look forward to. What's standing out to you? What's to look forward to in those two matches, do you think?
Yeah, I think the unique thing about the two games is probably the contrast in the teams that are meeting. You know, on one hand, you have Tyrone playing Kerry, two counties with a huge history of playing against each other. And even these groups of players would have played against each other at schools level, played in last year's under 20 final. So there'll be a lot of familiarity there and a lot of history between the two counties. And then in the other semi-final, you have a Mayo team, obviously a lot of expectation, as there always is, with Mayo football coming up against the Louth team, who are after winning their first provincial in 44 years. Even, I guess, outside of under 20 level, they're not a team that's traditionally winning Leinster championships. That might change a lot, I guess, at three levels in the next 10 to 14 days. But yeah, the Mayo and Louth players won't have probably come up against each other at all, or very little if they have, over the few years. So yeah, I think there's a contrast there between the historic tie of Tyrone and Kerry and the unique tie of Mayo and Louth.
Yeah, let's take a more in-depth look then at the game this Sunday, Neil. Tyrone against Kerry, as you say, always an interesting matchup, no matter what level they're playing each other at. Who would be the favourites heading into that game, do you think? They played each other obviously in the All-Ireland final last year and Tyrone won that, but what about this time around?
Yeah, it's obviously very difficult to say when there's no direct form line, the two teams not having played against each other, these two groups of players for Kerry and Tyrone not having faced each other. I guess if you try to extract the form line though, you have to have a fancy for Tyrone. Obviously won last year's final. There's a lot of players from both teams still involved this year. At schools levels, the Ulster schools have had the upper hand over the Corniewarry winners from Munster, from Kerry in the last few years as well. It's been quite a number of years at any level since a Kerry team have won a knockout game against an Ulster side. You know, so taking that form, you would have to fancy Tyrone, and then maybe digging down a layer there. I think Tyrone have come through an Ulster Championship where they've got a few very thorough examinations. You know, played Donegal in a group stage, then went on to play a very fancy Derry team in the Ulster semi-final, got over that hurdle, then played the Donegal team again in the Ulster final and beat them after extra time. So they've been very thoroughly examined. They'll have learned an awful lot about themselves. And the Kerry team, while they undoubtedly have a huge amount of talent, you know, right across the pitch, some outstanding footballers, they just haven't been tested in Munster. And that's no fault of theirs. But they've been really, really comfortable throughout the Munster Championship. I guess the closest test they got was probably from Cork. That was a Cork team who struggled over Tipperary to get into a Munster final. And even at that, in the Munster final, Kerry were 15 points up on Cork, probably took their foot off the gas a little bit and let Cork back into it in the last 15 minutes. And, you know, I think even that 15 minutes points to the big worry that I would have for Kerry, or the big unknown for Kerry. They haven't had a full game where they've been thoroughly examined, where they've had an opportunity to learn a lot about themselves. So based on that, it's hard not to argue that Tyrone are better placed heading into the weekend. Obviously, the talent Kerry have, they can turn that on their head. It's not doubting the footballers in Kerry, the talent in Kerry. It's just, have they had enough opportunities to learn maybe where their weaknesses are and how they can improve on them?
Yeah, and Tyrone, as you say, definitely battle hardened from the Ulster campaign, Neil, and they've got quite a bit of experience too, don't they, from that All-Ireland winning team of last year?
Yeah, I think seven of the team that played last year's All-Ireland final started the Ulster final. So, you know, that's an amazing experience for an under-20 team to have. It's, you know, often if you have three or four lads from the previous year's team, you think, oh yeah, that's a nice sprinkling of experience. But they have seven lads, and that's seven lads that won in All-Ireland. So if you have, you know, half your team has proven that they're able to win at what is technically a higher level, if you look at, they would have been playing a year below themselves last year. That's a great boost for the Tyrone team. And, you know, you think about, you know, we speak about experience at senior level often. And, you know, we're talking about guys maybe in their late 20s, you know, do they have 6 or 7 years of intercounty experience or championship experience? But even 1 year experience at the under 20 grade makes a huge amount of difference. It's, you know, the lower down you go to grades, one, two seasons makes a huge difference. Saying that, Kerry also had 11 lads that were involved in last year's final, played in the Munster Championship as well. So it's not that they're inexperienced, but it's just, I guess, the confidence, even that level of assuredness that those Tyrone guys will have from knowing they've been there, done that. Whereas those Kerry guys, like, you know, we mentioned the schools defeats that they've had over the years, and that they'll have known that they weren't up to the mark against Tyrone last year, you know, losing out in the final by 6 points. So if Tyrone can put a seeded out in those Kerry minds, you just wonder how young guys react to that.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. Absolutely. The final last year, we've touched on it a couple of times. It was a high scoring affair. Remarkable, Neil, in terms of Kerry's record in the under-20, under-21 competition. They haven't won the All-Ireland since 2008, which for a county that is always considered one of the leading counties in Gaelic football, that's quite a record.
It is quite a record. The only thing I would say, Carl, is that it comes with a little bit of context in terms of that Kerry team that won, was it 5 All-Ireland minors in a row? A lot of those guys progressed into a senior panel, you know, very quickly after that, and they weren't able to keep those guys together for under 20. You know, we had those few years where if a guy was on a senior panel, he couldn't play under 20 in the same year. And again, it's not that you would feel sorry for Kerry and their production line of footballers, but it took their very best players from those teams that would have won minor All-Irelands. They weren't eligible to play under 20 when there was a few years there where most likely they would have picked off a few All-Ireland under 20 titles. But even with that, it is remarkable given the talent in Kerry that they haven't done it. And it probably as well points to some of the issues that they've been having at senior level. While they're always competitive in the last four, they just haven't been able to get over the line, and maybe has some of that mentality carried on into senior level as well in the last few years, where they've had a squad that, you know, right back to 2019 in that senior final versus Dublin, they've had a squad that should have been able to win an All-Ireland, probably another two All-Irelands in the last 6-7 years that Kerry should have won that they haven't. You know, you think 2023, that team that plays Dublin and relatively unfancy Dublin in the All-Ireland final, and the Kerry guys just weren't able to get over the line. So, you know, maybe there is some correlation there between the lack of success at under 20 and senior level.
Do you think their manager, Tomás O'Shea, he obviously knows Tyrone well from his own playing days. I'm sure that'll feed into the prep down there this week as well in terms of motivating the players, both that record at under 20 level that they mightn't be overly happy with and their record against Tyrone in championship football.
Yes, and like to say that Kerry people are proud football people is an understatement. You know, it's next level. It's bordering religious, you know, in the likes of Kerry, in the likes of Mayo. And that's something the rest of the country is probably envious of as well. But the expectation levels in Kerry are absolutely huge. I know Tomás's uncle, Paddy, had something to say about Kerry fans and their expectation levels some years ago as well. But, you know, that understanding of what the expectation levels is will be in Tomás as well. And definitely, I think he'll be peppering little bits of that into his chats with individuals and the group this week. You know, it'll be an itch that they want to scratch. And, you know, the longer it goes on, the itchier it gets. And he would love to be the one to turn the tide on that. And, you know, there's probably even a bigger picture for Tomás O'Shea as well. If he is the one to turn the tide on it, is there an opportunity for him at senior level as well? And I'm sure that's something he'd definitely be interested in.
Yeah, that's one to watch in the years ahead. In terms of where the game might be won and lost, Neil, some really talented attackers on both sides.
Absolutely, yeah. And, you know, probably unfortunately for Kerry, their top scorer from last year's championship, Cormac Dillon, is not slowly coming back from an injury, but maybe the game is coming too quickly for him in his return from an injury. It'll be interesting to see, do they try and give him some game time or do they feel that he's match ready? If they do, he'll be a huge addition to them. But saying that, Paddy Lane from Austin Stacks has been very, very impressive for Kerry this year. Just free scoring and, you know, just has that little bit of swagger about him that you need from, you know, I would call him a striker. And there's actually a part of me thinks that does he play better or is he one of those guys that plays better without somebody of similar quality in the full forward line with him? Does he like to be the main man? I think there could be something in that. And, you know, that's not the fault of them at all. Just some of these forwards, they need to know that when the ball comes into their half of the pitch, that they're the one that their team wants on the ball. And, you know, he's reveled in that. And it's just going to be interesting to see who Tyrone get to pick him up. You know, there's been Ben Hughes, Conor Devlin in the full back line for Tyrone as their man marker so far in the championship, and they've been hugely impressive. So yeah, you know, how they go about tackling Paddy Lane is going to be incredibly interesting to watch. Then on the other side, you know, the two standouts are probably, from a scoring perspective at least, you know, not to overlook some of the other quality in the Tyrone forward line, but in terms of putting scores on the board, the two Loch McCrory guys, Owen McElholm at 11, Rory McCullough at 14, they've really shown, you know, a great understanding and something I don't think you can get from, you know, training sessions with guys. I think it's an understanding, you know, when you watch them play, it's from being down at the club pitch together, messing around on a summer's evening or just kicking balls, you know, outside of training sessions. It's incredible for Tyrone to have two guys that talented in the same under 20 team. It's even more remarkable that Loch McCrory have produced the two guys in the one age group. And I think looking ahead to Sunday, the link up play between those two lads is something to keep an eye on.
Yeah, it definitely is, and well worth watching from a neutral's point of view this weekend if you have some free time on Sunday to catch some of this All-Ireland under-20 semi-final with both teams looking to make it to the final. Just to touch on the other game as well, Neil, Mayo against Louth, that's next Friday night. As you say, Mayo coming through Connacht after a pretty poor run in the province over the last number of years, and then Louth with that historic success in Leinster, and who knows what might have happened between now and that game next week in terms of Loud's fortunes at senior level as well. They really are on the crest of a wave right now.
Yeah, remarkable. You know, you see their minors getting into a Leinster final, and you know, they trounced Dublin last weekend, which I guess it's worrying from Dublin, but it's a great reflection on the work that's been put in Louth. You know, it's, you know, we've seen different counties across the country and they've had success.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa HS for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTIX or Cosentix.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentix.
A specific grade, and that team has went on, had success 2 or 3 years later at a higher grade, but Louder having successes, well, senior obviously, and they're making a lot of progress over the last few years, but under 20 and minor level this year, you know, that's probably a group of lads in a 5 or 6 year age bracket that are going to be on the same senior team. You know, it's not just lads in a 2 or 3 year age bracket. So that's going to be significant for Loud probably, you know, for the next 10 years. But yeah, to have that is in a county where soccer is obviously huge. You know, you have Drogheda and Dundalk, not a traditional GAA county, but a huge population. It just shows that there's a lot of work being put in to capture the hearts, minds, and abilities of some of these young men. And, you know, watching their Leinster final, it really stood out that they were, how well coached they were, and their movement off the ball. And, you know, they just looked like a team that were thinking their way through the game. Obvious ability, but definitely you could tell that they were really well coached as well. They're going to be, you know, on the crest of a wave, that group themselves heading into the game, regardless of what happens in a senior final this weekend. Then you have three guys involved with the senior panel. You know, if things do go well for them this weekend, you know, what an incredible position for them to be in Sunday evening, celebrating a Leinster senior title and looking forward to an All-Ireland semi-final against Mayo the following Friday. So yeah, and nothing but excitement in Louth football at the minute, which is great to see.
And just on that, Neil, much been made of Gavin Devlin's impact there. He was appointed as the underage football development coordinator in the county. How much of an influence do you think that has had? Obviously, there's work going on over the last number of years, but is that a way you might see some counties, other counties going as well now, appointing someone to kind of oversee the whole underage setup?
I think it makes a huge amount of sense. It should definitely get a lot of other counties thinking along the same lines. And it's probably something Croke Park as well should be facilitating in counties, and maybe if not in counties, maybe even, you know, grouping 2-3 counties together and putting someone in a similar type role. And, you know, it's just bringing in somebody with proven experience of improving teams, proven coaching ability, and somebody with a growth mindset as well. You know, you think back to Gavin Devlin, he was involved on those Tyrone teams, underage teams at Mickey Hart that went on to win senior All-Irelands, and just guys with no ceiling on expectations. And that's what counties like Louth need, and, you know, so many other counties across the country. You know, the interest in football is there, the talent is there, but it's just about, I guess, shattering those ceilings on the expectations. And Gavin Devlin, I guess his role is formalised now in Louth. But even you can trace back his impact to, was it 2020, where he got involved? He would have been involved with Mickey Hart when he joined Loud. And, you know, they just transformed. They worked on the senior group and transformed their mindsets, their approach to everything they did about being a footballer, I guess, at training, away from training. And that's starting to feed down now. And guys, you can't underestimate as well the buy-in that you can get from young guys when they see, obviously, success at senior level, and then their peers starting to have success at under 20 and minor level as well. It's huge.
Yep, and Loud's certainly enjoying all of that right now. Just to touch on Mayo as well, we mentioned at the outset, Neil, they've done well to win the Connacht Championship after a few difficult years in that competition. How will they be approaching this semi-final, do you feel? Is there a bit of confidence now brewing in Mayo again?
There's always confidence in Mayo, and that's what you have to love about watching them and their football team as well. And, you know, they're at their best when they're playing with that little bit of swagger as well. And if you talk about swagger, you just need to look at the Mayo full forward line. It's really, really exciting for Mayo. For too long, you know, people have talked about, and, you know, it's so lazy, marquee forwards and Mayo. Well, there's three possible marquee forwards here to give them a term that should never be used around forwards, because it doesn't really mean anything. But Dara Byrne, Niall Hurley from Claremorris, Tom Lydon from the Needle. I think all three of them are going to play senior. They're going to play senior very soon, and they're going to be a handful for senior cornerbacks. if not this season, if Kevin McStay looks to pull them in, definitely in the next 2 or 3 years. And yeah, they're guys that just want to get on the ball. They're strikers, to go back to the Paddy Lane discussion. So really exciting for Mayo to see those guys coming through. And I think it'll be, whatever happens in this under 20 All-Ireland Championship, Mayo supporters are going to get a lot of enjoyment out of watching them over the next few years.
And with the focus obviously for all of these players on the under 20 matches right now, Neil, but looking a small bit further down the track and later on in the summer, do you see a chance for some of these players that we've been talking about to be drafted into the senior panels this season, or would it be a case of waiting until next year or the year after?
I think different counties are going to manage it differently. For me, I think counties should definitely be getting them involved in squads for sure. Mm. Bring them into a squad, get them, you know, up to speed with just the various practices, the expectations, the culture around the senior team, and get them even right down to stuff as simple as an S&C coach getting a feel for, with the senior team, getting a feel for where these guys are at and knowing what sort of a plan they need to go on for the winter. So definitely bring them in. That should be the bare minimum. If there's guys that with potential to play senior, get them in, get them involved. You know, you're going to see a lot of games in the group stages in the next few weeks. So that makes training during the week difficult for a lot of county teams, where you're going guys that play the game on a Sunday, you're going to have 4, 5, 6, maybe 7 of them not able to train fully on a Tuesday night. So if you're trying to run, you know, game scenarios of training or A versus B games for even 15, 20 minutes, you're down on numbers. So if you have guys that have, you know, won provincial under 20 championships and their confidence is flying, they're the guys that you want to bring in to your A versus B games for the senior team during the week in those weeks between Sam Maguire Cup games. And for them, that's a huge opportunity because, like, there should be no question in terms of their form, given they're coming off winning seasons. And if I was a senior manager, I see a guy go in and show for 15, 20 minutes that he's able to compete with the senior players, I'd have no hesitation giving him a run at the weekend. And it's win-win for everybody, I think.
Yeah, and as a player yourself, just thinking back to your own playing days when you were crossing over between the 21s and senior, Neil, did you enjoy that, being drafted into the senior setup even for a training session during the week?
Absolutely, yes, because you had nothing to lose, and the senior guy that you were picking up had everything to lose. And you know, then you end up on the reverse side of that, you know, a few years down the road as well. But no, it's hugely enjoyable. I guess it's validation for your performances in matches today, for your preparation in training. You know, it's showing that people have a bit of belief in you, and it's just a little bit of encouragement that can keep a guy ticking all the boxes he needs to, rather than ticking 80-90% of the boxes that he needs to in his development as a footballer.
Yeah, it's something we'll keep an eye on for sure over the next few weeks, to see these players popping up at senior level and in the next few years as well. So just before we go, Neil, a couple of predictions from you then. Kerry against Tyrone and Mayo against Louth. How do you see these ones panning out?
I hate predictions, so but you're not going to let me sit on the fence. Just based on the test Tyrone have had this season to date, I fancy them versus Kerry. Louth coming off the back of, I guess, such a euphoric win and maybe not having experience playing outside of the province. Maybe they might struggle with Mayo. It'll just be interesting. The first 10 or 15 minutes of that game in particular, Mayo are going to want to plant a lot of doubt in the loud heads. But, you know, this Mayo team, they've come out of a Connacht Championship that had the minor winners from 3 years ago in Galway. They beat a very good Roscommon team. They look to have a lot of quality about them. Based on that, I'd edge it. But at under 20 level, the thing is, you just don't know how young guys react to the white heat of All-Ireland semi-finals and championship football.
Yeah, and that's part of the beauty of the competition. Neil, great stuff. Thanks a million for joining us.
Cheers, Carl. Thank you very much.
The Dalata Hotel Group GAA Under 20 Football Championship.
On Off the Ball.
Brought to you by Dalata Hotel Group.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa HS for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.